Two recent tragic drownings at a safe Adelaide suburban beach have highlighted the fact that many recent arrivals to Australia can't swim or don't understand the dangers of our coastlines. A new program launched in South Australia will target migrant and refugee communities with the idea of getting them swimming, and with the bigger aim of getting them involved in the International World Life Saving Championships, which will be held in Adelaide later this year. Connie Wilson is event director for the championships, and she told The Wire's Annie Haswell why Ride the Wave is an important program in an Australia with rapidly evolving demographic.
In the last 20 years, Australia has experienced almost 49% increase in overseas migration. We've also experienced over 100% of increase in overseas inbound tourism and 108% increase in international students. That to me suggests that our demographic has changed rapidly, and the places and the nations whereby these people come from can often be landlocked. They would not have experienced the sea or the pools that we have on offer here. Most of our major cities sit on the coastline, and we are relatively experienced in surf and aquatic safety, and most of us have undertaken swimming lessons.
Well, it's pretty rare to find an Australian who can't swim, and you often notice when you're overseas, people are quite amazed at how we jump in the water so readily.
That's right. I heard a story recently of a lady coming out and experiencing her first time in the water, and she was amazed. She said, "This water's salty." So to even taste the sea and to be able to play in the sea for a while is something completely unique to these people.
You've got a program called Ride the Wave, which is going to target people who can't swim and who may come from another culture. Why are those people not already embraced by all the things that are set up? I mean, schools run Learn to Swim. We have a pretty good set up to get kids into swimming at an early age.
Learning to swim is one area. There is also the other side, whereby it is understanding surf and aquatic safety. What do you do when you're caught in a rip? So if you can swim, yes, that is already a bonus, but there are certain other elements that we need to be aware of that is unique to our coastlines.
Mm.
And this is where we come into play with Ride the Wave.
South Australia's got the International Surf Life Saving Championships happening this year. Is a program like Ride the Wave, apart from appealing to people from other cultures who can't swim, I suppose it's widening the interest in the sport?
The life-saving sport is unique in so far it is the only sport whereby you are required to be proficient in another area first. So you need to be a lifesaver, you need to have your bronze medallion, and you need to complete patrol hours before you're eligible to compete in the sport. And they go hand in glove. They're great opportunities because they're also things, life-saving is also a sport that can be done as a family. You can go on patrol together. You can all come to the club together. There aren't too many opportunities for doing so much as a unit or with a group.
It's going to be an interesting way to put feelers out into a community that maybe keeps to itself a lot. There'll be a lot of spin-offs from this, I would imagine, a lot of communication pluses in it.
I think if we're sensitive and we're a little bit understanding of people's stories and the fact that perhaps we don't necessarily know stories, and one example would have been the more recent drowning that occurred at Glenelg Beach, and the people waited before contacting the police or the lifeguards, and they waited for a considerable time. We have no understanding of why these people didn't feel free to go and speak to the policeman if this is in fact the case. Would we be taken seriously? I am the child of migrant parents, and I would bet money on the fact that if either myself or my sister ran off at the beach, they would not have the confidence to be able to approach someone quickly to say my child is missing, whether that is because they didn't have the language skills to be able to adequately convey that, whether they were fearful of the police, whether they weren't sure of what is done in these situations. Was it up to them to find their own children? There are so many elements that sit behind the actions that people take, particularly in cases of emergencies, that by growing these connections and deepening our understandings, of the various groups, we can find a really good way of living together and being sensitive to those needs. And if we can increase the diversity of lifesavers on our beaches, we have come some way in delivering that.
Connie Wilson, Event Director for the 2018 Lifesaving World Champions, speaking with The Wire's Annie Haswell.